From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Suspended President Dilma Rousseff in comments to the Senate Monday said the future of Brazil was at stake in her impeachment trial as her conservative opponents were using trumped-up charges to oust her and roll back the social advances of the past 13 years. In her comments to the Senate, she says, what we're about to witness is a serious violation of the Constitution and a real coup d'etat. Rousseff denied charges of breaking budgetary rules and denounced the nine-month impeachment process that has paralyzed Brazilian politics. She is defending herself in a process that is expected to remove her from office this week. The United States said Monday clashes in Syria between Turkish forces and units affiliated with the U.S.-supported Kurdish-led alliance are not acceptable and are calling on all sides to stand down. Brent McGurk is a U.S. envoy for the coalition to counter the Islamic State. In comments on Twitter, he said, "We want to make clear that we find these clashes unacceptable and a source of deep concern." He went on to say that the Pentagon has condemned the fighting and said U.S. forces were not involved in the clashes. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in India on Monday for talks on ambitious plans to hike trade between the world's two largest democracies fivefold to around $100 billion. Kerry is to meet with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi during a two-day visit to the capital of New Delhi and to take part in strategic dialogue between the two nations. Kerry arrived from neighboring Bangladesh, where he held talks with the Prime Minister. This is VOA News. Spanish and Italian naval ships, along with vessels from non-governmental groups, are rescuing thousands of migrants off the Libyan coast. Monday's dramatic operation is taking place just 21 kilometers north of the town of Sabratha in Libya. As we hear, migrants from Eritrea and Somalia cheered as the rescue boats arrived, with some jumping into the water and swimming toward them while others carefully carried babies onto the rescue ships. Groups such as Proactiva, Open Arms, and Doctors Without Borders are helping take on some 3,000 people who had been traveling in some 20 small wooden boats. Authorities say a suicide attack in Yemen's city of Aden has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens of others. Officials say a suicide bomber drove his car Monday into a building used by pro-government troops. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. The Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte Monday placed a 2 million Philippine peso or $43,000 U.S. dollar bounty on the heads of members of the National Police. This is the Philippine president.
Place a reward on their head, the members of the ninja or members of the police who are then protecting the drug syndicates in this country. I'm placing per head 2 million. I want the police and the armed forces to destroy the drug apparatus in this country.
Rodrigo Duterte made the remarks as he gave a speech at a wreath-laying ceremony to mark the country's National Heroes Day. Belgian police arrested five suspects after a blast Monday at the country's National Crime Lab just north of Brussels that caused major damage but no casualties, according to prosecutors. They said there was no immediate reason to believe that there was any terror link, but it could easily be a case of criminals trying to destroy evidence. Belgium is still on high alert after deadly Islamic State claimed attacks in March. An Austrian museum team has recovered two giant tusks and other remnants of what experts say are apparently the remains of a rare mammoth breed after construction crews unearthed them while working on an Austrian freeway. The find, dating back to mid-August, was reported by Austrian media on Monday. They cite officials from Vienna's Museum of Natural History. Japan braced Monday for a powerful typhoon, with authorities warning of high rain and high waves and flooding after previous storms killed two people. Typhoon Lion Rock is likely to come ashore northeast of Tokyo on Tuesday before cutting across to head out to sea towards Russia and China. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.